See to it. See to it. Brother Don.
Thank you, Brother Lou, and Brother Dan, and all the beautiful brethren we get to see at each convention, and thanking the Lord too for Zoom, and that we might all meet together, and we can be on different sides of the planet. Appreciated Brother Alan discourse too, and boy, you feel how many times have we felt in the narrow way that we're walking by sight and not by faith. And we just really appreciated the Lord's blessings. And our subject for today comes from noticing that this phrase comes up pretty often. And, you know, we all want to do the Lord's will. And sometimes, you know, you have various circumstances and you wonder what the Lord's will is, and that's one or that one. And of course, watch and pray. And we learn then, maybe during or before or after an experience, what the Lord's will is in it. But they're all measured out with exactness, not to be one tiny bit more or less than we need. And we appreciate a manna that said that as well. One of the blessings we got one time, it was we were traveling to Illinois, and we always listen to sermons or the volumes when we're traveling. And I had noticed that there was a phrase that Brother Russell used in the sermons, and I heard it in three different ones as I was driving on this trip. It wasn't this one, but it caused me to look at many phrases over the years here. It was, all sin is selfishness, and all selfishness is sin. And got to thinking about that, and, you know, and that seemed to make perfect sense, and it helps you make a decision about what you're going to do. Many times, you know, am I doing this just for my benefit, or is it for the benefit of others? And is there no selfishness involved? Then we can make a good decision, and it helps. And so I had just heard the third one of those, and I get a call from a dear sister that lives in Akron now, Sister Cher. I think you probably, most all of you know her. And she says, I just heard this wonderful thing that Brother Russell said that really is profound. All sin is selfishness, and all selfishness is sin. So we shared that we had just listened to that too. And so it is really stuck in my mind. And another phrase that kept coming up over and over again was, see to it. And we appreciated in Brother Allen's first discourse, within the first 5 minutes of it, he quoted from Brother Russell, see to it. And in our sixth volume study today, with the Ithaca class, which we have love from everyone there from Ithaca, St. Louis, and also Atlanta, we all meet together. And one of our paragraphs today had see to it in it twice. And so as I go through this and I list the number of paragraphs, this is only counting each paragraph for one. And I know it going through a lot of them, and I haven't gotten through all of them either, I tell you, but it is wonderful going through every one we looked at. And our handout is basically our notes, and so you'll be able to look at it later. And if you click on any of the volume or reprint references, it will take you right to the Most Holy Faith website. And you can do all the searches of everything there if you would like to. But in the most holy faith, you search homepage, search writings. And then what I did was I just, in this case here, I picked the volumes and reprints for what we'd be talking about here, but and then type in the search window C to it. So that's where our references came from. And way more than what we can talk about, because if we search all writings, there are 346 paragraphs. And like the one we had in the sixth volume today, it had it in there twice. So it's more hits than that. But, and we've got basically 50 minutes, 60 seconds a minute. That's 3,000 seconds for the dear brethren for their discourses. I would have 9 seconds for each reference. So correspondingly, we can't do that for sure. And in the volumes and reprints alone, there are 252 paragraphs that say see to it. And volume search alone is 13 paragraphs, manna, 6 paragraphs, songs in the night, 6 paragraphs, question book, 4, sermons, 4 paragraphs, and exceeding great and precious promise, it's in 1. And mentioning those because it's a super blessing when you see it or when you notice it, that really check it out, because it's really the Lord, it's some, just some of the Lord's instructions to us as to what we need to do to make our calling and election sure. And God, there's a C to it with respect to God too. We'll have that last. The exceeding great and precious promise with it in it is on Psalm 91:11. And we already had a super blessing of this yesterday in the fellowship we'll share. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And then the reprint article that goes with it also includes verse 12. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And we want to read part of it here. We believe that the Lord has raised up messengers, agencies, which have been very helpful to all the feet class. These agencies have been various. The printed page with its message of present truth has gone to all parts of the earth to seek out and sustain the members of the feet of Christ. He will continue to use these agencies, and there will be strengthening of his people to the end of the way. If there are any who will not thus be led, it must be because there is something wrong in themselves. We should see to it that we are of the class. No evil shall come nigh thee. That will mean the divine protection to the very end of our course. And under a subheading in that article, reprint 5817, there's a subheading, ministering angel. We especially appreciate this because you are, and we hope we are as well. This 91st Psalm then seems to be a picture of the present time, and we are to strive to be the angels mentioned in our text. These angels or ministers are preeminently the children of God. They are to minister to the brethren. This is the high honor God has given to his people throughout the gospel age. In our Lord's case, angels, spirit beings, ministered to him. And in the cases of some of the apostles, the angels appeared and ministered to them, like delivering them out of prison and not realizing it was an angel until he was already out. I appreciated that. The scriptures declare indeed that the angels are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Then he says, but we have very little reason to expect that God will use any of the spirit beings to do a service that may be done by his people. And in our fellowship yesterday, the brethren were talking about getting cards and letters from one another. And a dear sister said, well, that seems to be the only talent that I have. Well, I can tell you, you are a ministering angel, and you know who you are. And we just really are thankful for that. And in the handout that you'll be able to get or download there, there'll be a file in there that lists the 252 paragraphs just from the volumes and from the reprints that have the phrase "see to it" in it. And it takes up almost two full pages to list them there. And if you left click your mouse on them, they should take you right to the volume or right to the reprint. And we had asked earlier how many brethren look at the Most Holy Faith website, and I think most have that, but for anyone who hasn't seen it, clicking on any of these will put you right in it. And it's been a tremendous blessing to us, and we have really appreciated that over the years. And we decided to take a look. We'll just look at the manas. And one of the super blessings we have gotten over the years are when we wake up in the morning, we never get out of bed till we read the manna, the exceeding great and precious promise, the weekly manna, and the songs in the night. And most of the time, something in there will catch your eye and you got to go check out the reprint article or find out what's the context in which this is in. And all looking at all of that has been a great blessing. And sometimes we try to share those blessings with our brethren that we meet with and others. And so this is one that we especially appreciate. It doesn't have the "see to it" in it, but remembering our Lord Jesus and how it was his joy to do the commandments of God. And this is the June 1st manna. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. And haven't we all felt that in the narrow way? What a joy and a blessing that gives us. May this intimate communion and fellowship with Christ impart to us each more and more of his own spirit, so that the world may take knowledge of us that we have been with Jesus, and let the prayer of each be, Lord Jesus, make thyself to me a living, bright reality, more real to faith vision keen than any earthly object seen, more dear, more intimately nigh than e'en the sweetest earthly tie. And we are in the school of Christ, a heavenly school, not an earthly one. And so we look to him and to our heavenly Father for our guidance in the way. And that is where we only will be safe. And so looking at the manas that contain "see to it," and when you download the thing, you'll get all this. So really don't need to write anything down if you don't want to, but we picked a hymn for each one of these two. The manna for January 5th, hymn 273, "The Lord a Sun and Shield." The reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me, Romans 15:3. Let us see to it that we bear the reproaches of Christ as he bore them, with pity and prayer for the erring and depraved, if perchance God may grant them repentance, and with humble fortitude, esteeming it a privilege to prove our devotion to the Lord by enduring hardness in his service as good soldiers. Our Lord Jesus was not surprised by the exhibition of human depravity. He knew that he was in an unfriendly world, bound by sin and largely under the dominion of the prince of darkness, and therefore he expected reproaches, taunts, and persecutions, all of which he endured patiently, while his great loving heart, almost unmindful of its own suffering, was full of pity and loving concern for others. And we see that in our brethren all the time too, especially those going through really heavy, difficult trials and experiences. And you try to encourage them, and you get encouraged when you give them a call. The next manna was January 11th. And I picked hymn 191, Not My Own. His word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. You know what he did then? He couldn't stay. And that's how we all want to be like that. Let us who are privileged to remain to this time of favor, blessing, and enlightenment, give glory to the Lord, and see to it that the loving disposition of John is manifested in us, and also his energy, his zeal. For while he was called the loving disciple, we are to remember also it was because of his impetuous zeal, styled with his brother Bonjeres, son of thunder. Let us be full of energy, full of sacrifices which love prompts, and that we may glorify the Lord in our bodies and spirit, which are his. So again, there we want to see to it that we be like that. Then the next one, March 31st, picked hymn 337, Onward Christian Soldiers. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And remembering, we fight against, not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, things that there are no weapons on earth that could fight the battle we're in, but the battle is the Lord, and he will take care of us in it. Whether our welfare be of the more public kind or the more private sort, there must be warfare. And more than this, there must be progress and victory, else we can never be accepted of the Lord as overcomers. Another thought should be borne in mind by us all. The Lord, in making his estimate, will take knowledge of the spirit which actuated us, rather than the result secured by our efforts. Don't get discouraged by the result as long as you are trying your best. In view of this, let us see to it not only that we do with our might what our hands find to do, but also that our every sacrifice and gift to the Lord and his cause is so full of love and devotion that the Lord will surely approve it as done from love for him and his, and not from vain glory. April 4th manna, hymn 198, More Likeness to Thee. Let us walk honestly in the day, Romans 13:13. Each of us should see to it that he is honest, not only in matters of dollars and cents, but honest in his treatment of his neighbors, in his treatment of the brethren, and above all, honest in his confessions respecting his God and his faith. The test is being made along this line, and those who love the favor of men rather than the favor of God, and who dishonestly are willing to confess and profess a lie will be given up to their lie, will be permitted to blight their eternal interests, will be proving themselves unfit for the kingdom, whatever else they may ultimately become fit for. So we noted as we get it and they see to it, it's covering a wide spectrum of things. And that'll become more and more obvious as we go. The fifth October 20th manna, hymn 224, all of thee, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10:16. Oh, that all the Lord's people could learn the value of wisdom and connection with their endeavors to serve the truth. Our Lord not only taught us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, but he exemplified this lesson in his own course, saying on another occasion to the apostles, I have many things to tell you, but ye cannot bear them now. We too should learn that there are opportune and inopportune times for mentioning certain truths, and that there are wise and unwise methods of presenting them. It is not enough that we speak the truth, speak untruth. It is not enough that we speak the truth. In additionally, we should see to it that we speak the truth in love. And love that is trained uses wisdom that it may accomplish more good. We never want to be attacking ones or using the truth just to prove that they're wrong about something. We want it to be encouraging, and hopefully they might even want to look into what we understand about the scriptures. Maybe they'll ask us more if we do it in the loving way that our Lord Jesus did and how we should. Number six, which is the last one from the manas, November 8th, picked hymn 213, only thee. Thou shalt take the name of the Lord, shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Exodus 20, verse 7. Although this commandment was not given to spiritual Israel, we can readily see how the spirit of it comes to us. We have taken the name of Christ as our name. We are counted as members of the body of Christ. The holy name of the head belongs to all the members of the body. The honored name of the bridegroom belongs to his espoused. What carefulness the thought of this should give us. We're representing him. And how appropriately we should say to ourselves, I must see to it that I have not taken the Lord's name in vain, that I appreciate the honor, the dignity, the responsibility of my position as his representative and ambassador in the world. I will walk circumspectly, seeking as far as possible to bring no dishonor to that name, but contrivise to honor it in every thought, word, and deed. How many of us have all done all of this perfectly so far? We want to, and we can't just wish that we were doing these things. We need to be trying. Well, all of the things, and Brother Russell tells us, you know, don't believe it because I said it. Search the scriptures and see if these things are so. So, number one, I took a look in I did a search on eSword and the King James and searched the phrase see to it. King James translation, zero result. So I thought, okay, what's the meaning of see to it? So just you can Google that, and vocabulary.com gives you a definition, meaning, and synonyms. And it says, be careful or certain to do something, make certain of something. How to use it in a sentence, and gives an example. About to do something that has to be done, And then here's an example. They hired an event planner to see all the details of the party for a wedding or whatever. And then please see to it that no one comes in without identification. They want zero in there without identification. There are zero members in the church without identification. And we're identified by our Heavenly Father when we've made a consecration and are begotten of the Holy Spirit. Then you are part of the church born, church of the firstborns, enrolled in heaven, written in heaven. So I thought, well, some of the newer Bible translations may be a little bit different here. And I got a real blessing from doing the same search, see to it, in the NIV. And this is kind of a nice summary of things here as well. There were, 9 references. Forgot to count them there. Matthew 24:6. You will hear of this, really is good today with things going on in Ukraine. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. And the end is the resurrection and blessing of all the families of the earth, and the end of evil being on the planet. We know the end from the beginning. We have that vision. And just a simple thing. Jesus, when he offered up his life, could have called for, and God would have sent him 12 legions of angels. And there's a reprint article where Brother Russell mentions that would be true of all of Jesus's disciples as well. So I looked up, what's a legion in Jesus's day? Well, in the Roman army, a legion was 12,000. So 12,000 times 12 is 144,000 angels. And one angel of the Lord took out King Sennacherib's army. That was mentioned in one of the brethren's discourses there with Hezekiah. And that was an army of 185,000. You multiply that out. It's been a little while since I've done it, but I'm pretty sure it's over 20 million, which is more than it's almost three times the population of Earth currently that it's talking about. So if we raised all the dead, and for the most part, there's probably about as many in the grave as there is alive today. And so if you doubled the population of Earth, more than the population of Earth could be terminated in the night if we asked. But would we ask? Absolutely not. We are consecrated unto death to do the Lord's will. And Jesus was too. And he wasn't tempted to do that. He just mentioned to that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was giving his life of his own free will. In Luke 11:35, see to it then that the light within you is not darkness. We need to be very careful of that. 1 Corinthians 16:10. This was the Apostle Paul sent Timothy, and he's telling the brethren, when Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he's with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. And then another one, just thinking about the new brother that was leaving the Jehovah's Witnesses, Colossians 2:8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. Follow Christ alone. Colossians 4:17, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. Hebrews 3:12, see to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. And then Moses was told, and we're to look at the pattern set before us, our Lord Jesus, Hebrews 8:5, see to it that you make everything according to the pattern showing you on the mount. And so we need to listen to our instructions from the Lord and see to it that we follow our pattern, because to be called beyond the veil, we have to be in character likeness to our dear Lord Jesus, who is in character likeness of our Heavenly Father, and our character needs to be crystallized. See to it, Hebrews 12:15, that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. So no matter how tough an experience might be in it, just think it's a good thing, because it is. It wouldn't be permitted otherwise. And therefore, it is a help to us as new creatures to make our calling and election sure. Every experience. How do we know every? Romans 8:28. Or we know that all things work together for maybe good? No. For good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And where are we getting all of this information that we're getting in the volumes, the reprints, the scriptures? Revelation 1:1, the testimony of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, the John class. And that's us. And Hebrews 12:25, see to it then, thinking about that, that you do not refuse him who speaks, if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven. So the Lord is taking care of us, protecting us in the narrow way, encouraging us. So why isn't there anything in the King James? Well, see to it means you ought to do it. So I thought, okay, let me look up a few other things and see what occurs. And so when I searched for be ye, thinking about the scripture, be ye perfect, therefore, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48. Well, there were 34 hits on just that one. Then I looked up be thou, the phrase. And by the way, if I don't recall if you can do phrases in eSword, but in most Holy Faith website, it's a breeze to do that. And I looked up be thou, that was 12 hits. And then remember, if ye are my disciples indeed, then ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So I looked up if ye, 67 scriptures had that in it. And then Jesus tells us that keep my word. So I looked up keep my, there were 5. And then I looked up commandments, because if we keep his commandments, then we're proving that we love him and he will love us. There were 29. And then do it, that seemed pretty direct. There were 14 scriptures on that. And then study, like study thyself to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. there were two there, and then let, you know, if let this heart be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And there are 300 hits on that one. Let your 11 keep was 60. Ought to, that was an interesting one. Ye ought to do this or that. 28, see that ye, there were four there. That's pretty direct. And then we had a man just recently, watch and pray. So there's something that we need to see to it that we do, and don't pray without watching, or watch without praying. To have the maximum benefit. And then it was this one's missing in the one that you'll go look at, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So we want to continue. There were 21 hits on that. And these are all in the New Testament, by the way. If you do the search, you'll end up with more, but I subtracted out the Old Testament just to kind of narrow the window down a little bit. And I'm going to go through some of the B ye's here, and I'm kind of hesitating on whether to give the site the scripture. I think you'll recognize them, and they're all on the sheet that you can download. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. When I look at that one, I think about when the Lord would come and say, come up higher. I usually, not that that's a direct application of that, but we should always be ready. Here's the other thing there too. If we ever think we have reached a satisfactory spiritual state, what does Brother Russell say? From that moment, we can mark our spiritual decline. So if you haven't lived up 100% to all of these things that we're supposed to do, we're in no danger of thinking we've reached a satisfactory spiritual state. Be ye not troubled, for such things must need be, but the end is not yet. Be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Be ye therefore, and that's poor in the world's good, rich in faith, of course. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. That's good for us all the time. And be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And Jesus told his disciples that, you know, when they learned the truth and they knew then about the kingdom and the resurrection, and especially after they were begotten by the Spirit at Pentecost, they knew the truth. And then, neither be ye of a double mind. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Be ye therefore ready also. The Son of Man cometh in an hour. That's kind of a repeat of the other scripture, but this one was Luke 12:40. And then let's see. Be not conformed to this age, but be ye transformed, Romans 12:2. By the renewing of your mind, that we need to be doing continually. Now, are we going to saturate? If we study the truth every day and we get really absorbed in it, and And you, anytime you go into one subject, it ends up branching out just, and you can go and go and go and go. Are we ever going to saturate? Brother Russell says no. Why? Because if we're faithful studying the Lord's word, the Lord will increase our capacity for it. And so never give up. 1 Corinthians 4:16, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. 1 Corinthians 10:7, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. And then 1 Corinthians 11:1 repeats, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. There's the Apostle Paul there. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye. So if we have not so good characteristics, we don't want to be developed in those. It would be better off being like children in them. But be in understanding, be men. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's appreciated, even if everybody else thinks you're nuts around you and what you're doing. Who are we trying to please? Not men, but the Lord. If you do good and evil is spoken of it, and ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. And we think of that many times. And then you don't think anything bad about whoever was causing you trouble. They just don't know. And they will one day, and they will be glad of your reaction to them, that you love them, even though they were being evil to you. Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, and he died for the very ones that hated him and hung him on the cross. And they were the ones who he wept over in Jerusalem, knowing what their reaction was going to be. And it was their finest hour when Jesus presented himself to them. And then he died for them because he loved them. That's our goal. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? So that's, we don't want to do that. Then we want to be separate. Be ye separate. 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And, okay, if we're angry, what are we to do? Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Get it resolved. Don't harbor things evil in your heart. Ephesians 4:23, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, because our Lord paid the ransom and is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. All of these see to it, be ye's, continue. It's in the will of the Lord. And so we have tremendous amount of instructions, and these hit every aspect of life when we look in the scriptures. And so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have an abundance of instructions. He isn't leaving us not knowing what to do. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. We're down to five. Okay.
Yes.
And thank you, Brother Lou. And we would like to close with an excerpt from reprint 5080, The Mark of Crystallization of Character. And we know that's pressing down and pressing toward and down on the mark of perfect love, Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. And comments from our pastor: we may view the mark for the prize of the high calling from two standpoints, both of which are correct. From one standpoint, this mark is that of heart likeness to God's dear Son, of perfection of intention, of love for righteousness, for God, for the brethren of Christ, for the world, and even our enemies. This degree of character development should be attained as early as possible in our Christian experience, and should be such that if we were to die at any time after its attainment, God would count us worthy of a share in the first resurrection. From the other standpoint, this mark for the prize of the high calling is that of crystallization of character. So and in other places and the volume, he talks about here's where our real testing begins, because Jesus was at the mark first or all his life. And then he was severely tested at the mark. After having attained a heart likeness to Christ, we must hold it fast and see that in all the testings which the Lord permits to come upon us, we are counted by him as overcomers. Not necessarily all who make a consecration, but all whose consecration God accepts, all whom he begets of his Holy Spirit to become new creatures, will have the opportunity of reaching this mark of crystallization of character before they die. These will have full testing, each of us guaranteed that. Every son whom he receiveth, Hebrews 12:6, this promise guarantees that they shall have trials and difficulties to develop in them the proper character likeness of our Lord, and that none of their experiences will be cut short of this attainment. God will see to it that they have the full opportunity to develop character likeness to Christ. And may the Lord add his blessing.